Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
Take it, Paige. She's on piano.
I am.
She's tickling the ivories right now. Tickle the ebonies, Paige. Go ahead.
All right.
There they go. Now you, Paige. Go. All right, she's already going. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:07. It's Tuesday. We've got tons to do, in fact. Nine will get... I don't know why you're laughing.
I guess you just got stiff-armed by Paige so hard during that, and it was funny.
Oh, she didn't want to play.
No, not in one bit.
That's
that was
okay.
Like, oh, man, she didn't want nothing to do with that.
Well, get hit, take it, Fat Boy, the saxophone.
Hey, baby, listen.
Hey, baby.
Oh, that's my mom on sax. Did you say sax? No, sax.
She's good at sax, I heard.
Hey, Santa Claus.
They never told me about it. I never was allowed to find out about sax, Paige. No one ever told me. That's why I was in chorus and not the band.
They wouldn't let Matt take sax ed.
They wouldn't let you go to those speakeasies back at Wade Hampton High School.
That's right. Touchdowns.
Yeah, see? Don't talk about the sax. It leads to trouble and pregnancy.
Oh, goodness.
Truth and Consequences. Again, though, Nine's Pigskin Punishment will be announced coming up 8 o'clock hour, closely followed by another chance for you to win tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra or WWE Raw, which was a week from yesterday.
Yep.
So it's this coming Monday. Both of those shows at the Bonsacore Wellness Arena. Truth and Consequences, though. Here we are. We have can we say names? Did we get any verification on that?
I think so.
All right. Yeah. Names are okay. Then we're going to talk to Jillian first. Am I saying it Jillian or Jillian? Some people go different with that. Jillian?
It's Jillian.
Jillian. Jillian.
Jillian?
Jillian.
Not Gillian.
Jillian. Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be on the show. Thank you guys for having me.
You're very welcome. I was told by Fatboy you have a very pleasant speaking voice, so that's a welcome change.
Oh, that's good. Thank you.
We don't have those voices.
No.
You'll get one.
Oh, I don't mind them.
Yeah. So you got problems, though, with your family, and then we've kind of alluded to it, that sometimes their rules are not your rules, and if you want to be yourself and have fun, then you have to practice by your own rules sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Right. I understand. Trust me. Oh, boy, I understand. But tell us about what's going on with the Christmas season and your family and all these different things.
Yeah, so first off, I'm very excited to be talking to you guys, but I'm nervous because I've been nominated to tell my brother the plan for Christmas this year.
Nominated by who?
My parents.
Okay.
And
your parents?
I feel like... Yeah, I feel like this is going to blow up the, like, Christmas celebration by calling my brother Jonathan and telling him some news. I think it's really going to piss him off.
Okay. So if it's going to blow it up, let's do it in grand fashion live on the radio.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
So what is the big discrepancy?
So the main thing is about drinking. So I drink and my husband drinks. Our sister, me and Jonathan's sister, Juliet drinks, and our parents drink, but my brother does not. He does not drink.
Why?
And for the past 3 years, we've had a dry Thanksgiving and Christmas. So, like, we've had absolutely no alcohol.
Yeah.
And
why though? Did he have a change of heart when it came to AHA?
Yeah, so we did it because we wanted to make our brother feel welcome. He after becoming a Mormon. So he's a devout Mormon since, you know, ever since he met his wife. Yeah. And she turned him on to the LDS.
Oh, yes.
And LDS. Latter-day Saints.
Okay. Oh, I was playing along like I knew, but I was looking to Nine to tell me what it was.
Latter-day Saints,
I thought LDS. That was, I thought that was Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, we got to get hip to the lingo, LDS.
Yeah, LCS.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's League Championship
Series. I had to be told at first, too. So, decided that...
Your parents have decided what?
That they're going to have beer and wine at Christmas this year.
Okay.
And, you know, my dad, like, he wants a spicy eggnog, you know, no one drinks it anyway. So
they shouldn't, because it's awful.
Put some rum in it.
Who, just drink rum and Coke. Like, no,
just rum and rum.
Nothing's festive about eggnog.
No.
I mean, it's like, what's left over from the previous whatever.
Drink it white Russian. It's way better. As long as it ain't toilet water.
Not a white Flushing, no. Okay, so that's probably why Dad does that, because he knows no one else will drink it, and he can have it all.
Probably. Yeah. It sounds like my dad.
Yeah.
So, you know, it shouldn't be a big deal, but it's going to be. And I fully expect Jonathan to flip out like Ned Flanders style, like when he finds out, you know, we know he doesn't have to drink,
mm-hmm.
but he believes he shouldn't be around alcohol or people who are drinking, even if like his own family.
So you're going to, your parents are hosting the... Do your parents always host the Christmas? Is everybody always goes to mom and dad's house and every year, though,
yeah.
for the... Okay. That's,
mm-hmm.
that ain't,
yeah, that's what we do every year. And, they've wanted to respect him and keep it dry. But I think, you know, my dad is just kind of like... Why, you know, he can handle not drinking. He should, you know, him and his wife should be fine. We know nobody goes crazy, but, you know, it's the holidays. We want to relax and have a good time. And
yeah.
So I'm hoping I'll change Jonathan's mind by doing this Truth and Consequences.
Now, why would, let's talk about this. And, you know, look, again, you got to be yourself. And if that's the rules that you lay out, you know, but you also want to be respectful of others. But
yeah,
the respect I'm wondering about is why your mom and daddy are making you do this? Like, are you his favorite out of the two sisters or?
Yeah. Me and him get along the best. So I think they think it'll be like more of a low blow if it comes from me.
I don't know. Why don't everybody just keep their liquor in the medicine cabinet and just slip into the bathroom?
Because that's lying.
Yeah. Get a flask. I don't know.
You know, one of them giant flasks? You put it like, it holds like a 750?
Yeah. But you know, I mean, it's the same, like, that's the same upbringing I had. Now, I don't know if... Well, I know one of my uncles was a drinker but did not do it around the family at the holidays. And then
my grandpa would drink beer on the way to Christmas.
What do you mean?
He would drink one in the car while he was driving to Christmas.
Driving to... Where's Christmas?
Whoever was hosting Christmas, he'd drink on the way
there.
You
can't drive to Bethlehem, Jimmy.
No. Well, you can if you drink beer on the way.
You need an amphibious vehicle.
He'd be like drinking a Natty Light. in a paper bag on the way.
In a paper bag. Oh, yeah. That's great. But the thing about, like, I realize that people are very devout with their faith. And if you are, then so be it. But, you know, like, I would always say to my mama that, you know, my dad, but both of these people I'm about to mention are long gone, so it's okay. But my dad had a cousin that would show up to Christmas Eve just snookered. Snickered, whatever it
is. The one tried to make out with him?
Yes! She got, literally, my dad's cousin was so drunk, truly.
How drunk was she?
She was so drunk, she tried to make out with my daddy. Her cousin! Let that sink in for a minute. I was 7 years old, and I'm like, I thought we were related. Wait a minute. And honest to God, last time I ever saw that woman, ever. Now, part of me is like, she was shunned by the family. I know she was. They never was really taught about, but she was shunned by the family. But meanwhile, I go to church on Sunday, and they're like, what did Jesus do? He went and hung out with the tax collectors and the whores. And you know, the whole thing about you lay down with dogs and you're going to get up with fleas. Well, my Lord.
Goodness.
If you wanted to get rid of the fleas, you got to go lay down with them, give them their shots. And I'm not talking about a licker. You know what I'm saying here? Like, you can't just say, well, I'm going to disassociate with those people. If he really was sincere about it, maybe he would go and say, well, you know what? I will go and show them how strong-willed I am to my faith and not be tempted. Because that's the thing. They're like, well, you'll be tempted by it. Well, if your will is strong, you won't be.
Yeah.
I try not to eat as bad as I used to. I'll drive by these fast food restaurants. You know what I do? I flip them off when I go by.
Yeah.
In my vehicle.
Part of the thing is it always seems to teach you about overcoming temptation.
Yeah.
But if you put yourself in a position where you never have to, then you never do.
You think the temptations are in heaven?
Probably.
Would they be allowed by definition?
I don't know. They're still touring, so those ones aren't.
Well, I meant the original.
Oh, yeah.
So what is he going to say? What if, you know, what would be crazy? What if he just went on a tirade of cuss words after you said this? That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh. That would be crazy. I don't know if he'll do that. But
then he'd probably be cool with the drinking.
Yeah. Like, I've never known, you know, you talk about how, like, you know, like Muslims and stuff, like a lot of their beliefs or whatever as far as American society goes and shows and this stuff, how they're kind of twisted to be this way and people think that way. Same thing about Mormons, man. Mormons, like, as far as pop culture goes, they've been, like, isolated into you're like crazy. They kind of lump them in with the Scientologists.
Yeah, people can't wrap their head around the polygamy.
No.
They don't even like that.
No. My favorite athlete of all time is a Mormon, and by that, I kind of looked up about, like, well, what is a Mormon? They don't teach about this at the Baptist church, and I looked into it, and I was like, I'm going to stay Baptist.
You got to go to church for like 6 hours.
You have to move out to Salt Lake City, too, I think. Is that where your brother lives? Is he local?
No, he's not that
Not that far away.
Not that sect of Mormon that does, polygamy and things like that.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it is part of that religion, but I don't think his church teaches that.
Okay. All right.
As far as you know.
All right. So
as far as I know, right.
What if he – okay, so you got to be prepared for this, and I'm sure your mom and dad and maybe the younger sister that Jonathan doesn't like, clearly. what if he says, well, guess what? If that's the way it's going to be, then I'm not going to come home for Christmas. Oh, it sounds like a Hallmark movie. But what if he says, you know what, if that's the way it is, for me and my family, we will not be there for Christmas. What will you say to that?
I mean,
tough blankie? Tough T word for boobies.
I'm just kind of going into it hoping that he is, you know, just understands and, you know, I honestly don't know how he's going to react. I mean, I think he's going to be upset about it, but I don't know if he won't just not come.
And then what about this, too? I'm clearly, and I think we all are glad you're doing it this way. I think a lot of people will hear this and say, oh, you know what? Maybe they're right. I should bend my rules for this or that. But, you know, what if he says, okay, well, if that's the way it is, then screw y'all. I'm not going to be there. You know, he wouldn't say that. But are you going to be like, okay, well, that's the way it is. We're going to drink. We're not putting that ahead of you, but we're putting – it's a majority vote, right? It's the way it should
be. Yeah, I mean, we kind of – and again, like I said, like we're not the kind of family. We don't really drink that much. It's just something that we want to incorporate again. You know, our holidays used to be a lot more relaxed and more fun and ever – you know, for the past 3 years, it's been – you know, everyone's kind of been on, you know, their best behavior for no reason. It's just for him and his wife. It's just kind of like –
yeah, what if he was Amish and said, guess what, I'm going to go doo-doo outside. I want you to cut your power off while I'm here.
Nice.
Turn the internet off, everything while I'm here.
Banana chip buffet.
Uh-uh. No, I mean, you got to...
You know, if it was a... Right.
You got to conform.
If it was his house, we would respect that, you know. We wouldn't think about it, but, I mean, it's set up my parents' house, and I don't know. It's just, we're just ready to kind of confront him about it, and hopefully he, you know, understands and can move on from it. But I think he might be upset.
Was this decided after everybody finished eating on Thanksgiving and they're like, God bless it, I want some liquor right now. And you look over at him and he says, all right, Dad, burn it. This is the last time this happened. Somebody's got to say something.
We got to do something about this. We don't like each other enough to be sober.
Right.
Or we like each other enough to drink comfortably around each other.
Well, it makes everybody a little more comfortable sometimes.
Can I share your text from the old CVM text line, Matt Man?
Yes, please.
72341. My drunk cousin came in with a thong on her head hollering, "Here comes Panty Claus."
I love that.
See, this is why you need to drink at Christmas.
I will come to your Christmas party. Send me an invite.
Panty Claus.
Okay.
Sounds
so
fun.
We're going to take a break. Don't you lose your ambitions here. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to call your brother, and you're going to inform him that there will be alcohol served at Christmas, and that's the way that's going to be. Right?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. That's a good. All right. The other part of that, I don't want to say this. Can she hear me right now?
Nah, you're good.
But then the other thing is, okay, well, that's – you don't want to have it. Also, we're on the radio right now. Like, how is he going to react to that? How would anybody react to that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know how people like that.
But also, don't you think
– I'll try it. Matt?
What?
We're on the radio right now.
Well, by God, we better be. Don't you just think, though, that, like, mom and dad, like, if it's their rules to their house and it's their son – they should be the one to say it instead of going to the daughter and saying, "Oh, we're scared of, you know." Maybe we're not scared, but I don't know.
Maybe they can't connect with them like she can.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior, I want some hooch. Is that cold?
Maybe I'll send my daddy's cousin over instead. No, she's gone. All right, we'll find out how this is going to go. It's truth and consequence. She's going to call her brother and say that there is going to be alcohol served at Christmas. But we'd love you to still join us. That goes down next. Truth and Consequences.
The radio.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. 7:33. I'm really sometimes amazed by the P1s of how they react to things. A lot of people, a lot of them are saying, screw it. If he doesn't want to come, everybody wants to party, then, you know, it won't be a good party if he shows up.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud, let's party. But like P1 Stanley Mortgage, he says, hey, look.
Silly.
It's family. Majority rules. If he doesn't want to drink, just show up and don't drink.
There you go.
I agree with Stanley Mortgage. I feel like if you want to have a good time, yeah, you're respectful. But no, again, she said nobody's sitting there getting blank hammered.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there having a few drinks.
Some people just can't handle that, though. You know, they can't, like, they don't want to be around it at all.
Some churches, they still serve wine.
Yeah.
Catholics. Oh, yes.
Say again?
Catholics, all of them.
Mm. Yeah.
Get your cracker and your grape juice.
Yeah, Jesus turned water into wine.
Baptists.
Now they're trying to turn it back into water. Let's go back to Jillian. Jillian or Jillian? I forget.
Jillian.
Jillian. All right. We're going to call your brother here in a minute. Number provided by you. Legally, I have to ask you, are you sure that you want to do this?
Yes, I am.
Nobody's making you do this. You're not doing this in hopes of winning the Trans-Siberian Orchestra tickets or Monster Jam or any of those.
No.
You're doing this.
No, if you have some, I'd love them.
I can't offer them to you. I just said that.
That's true.
All right. We're going to dial the number. When he answers, you know how it works. You will do all the talking, and then once the cat's out of the bag or whatever, then we'll come on and let him know he's on the radio also.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We're calling Jillian's brother, Jonathan, to tell Jonathan that despite your devout Mormon ways, we will serve alcohol at Christmas. Mom and Dad said so. All right, I'm shushing myself.
Good morning. This is Jonathan.
Hey, Jillian. I'm sorry. Hey, Jonathan. It's your favorite sister. I'm getting my name mixed up with yours.
Jules, you sound older and maybe heavier, too.
I don't know what names I'm going to call you, what I'm allowed to call you, but the ones I'm thinking are pretty foul.
Yeah, well, you can call me a jerk or a fool or a dummy or anything like that.
Okay, well, I'm not going to bother. I am calling because I have some Christmas plans I'm supposed to share with everybody, and you are on the top of the list.
Same as every year. Don't wear tight pants so I can do my part to help you all that food.
Well, yeah, but this one you don't already know.
Now I'm curious. What's going on? You still doing presents? Because I'll stay home if I'm not getting another Hess truck for my collection.
No. Well, Mom and Dad and Mark and Jules and me, we've been talking about having beer and wine at Christmas again this year.
I see.
And you know, Dad has been dying to spike some eggnog, even though nobody will drink it with him. So, we thought it might be cool this year if we, you know, after we didn't do it after the last few years.
So this is what you guys talked about at Thanksgiving since I was in Missouri with Liz and her family?
Well, it came up at Thanksgiving, but we've been talking about it for a couple weeks, and I'm not, you know, we're not conspiracizing against you or anything. It isn't like that. We would have told you Thanksgiving, but you didn't make it. And that's totally cool. I'm telling you now.
I understand. I promise. I do. You know, I hope you understand that we won't be there if there's booze.
Well, I don't think I get it. Like, I mean, like, you don't drink coffee or caffeine, but you don't care if we do. So why is beer over the line?
See, I've explained this before. I don't drink caffeine as a personal choice. It's okay under the church, right? Alcohol is not, so I don't go where it's being served.
But, like, there's no compromise here if we have beer and wine and you don't join in?
No, I won't compromise what I believe, and I'm sort of offended my family's asking me to do that.
But we aren't asking you to do that. We're just trying to make it fair and make everybody happy. That's it.
Yeah, well, you guys can all be drunk and happy. I won't be mad about it, but I won't be there with you, so please don't be upset about it, because I'm not.
John, honestly, we want you and Liz to be there. We just don't want to bend over it, like, to, you know, cater to your lifestyle.
This isn't our lifestyle, Jill. It's our life itself. And I heard that my family can't understand that or respect that.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was a bad choice, but... One more surprise, though. Rise, guys. Maybe help. Meditate, please.
I'll mediate. How about that?
Yeah, mediate would work, too. Yeah,
good morning, Jonathan. Jonathan?
Good morning.
Hey, we're on the radio right now. 93.3 The Planet down here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah.
This we're live on the radio. This isn't a game or any kind of, hey, let's get my brother to say this magic word. We're really okay on the radio right now, and Jill, as we'll now call her, instead of Jillian, since I was troubled with that for so long,
Jillian,
she wanted to be honest with you and tell you that the family kind of decided that, and your mom and dad kind of nominated her to do this.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. All right. Well, good morning,
good
everybody.
Morning. Good morning, sir.
Do you all know much about the LDS?
No, I mean...
I don't. I know what I know from Dale Murphy, great Atlanta Brave player.
And South Park episodes.
And, well, that's probably not the best.
Okay, so... Okay, this conversation's over now. You all have a great day. Jillian, no hard feelings, please.
Why? Why is the conversation over? Because we're not familiar?
South Park...
What? Well,
he asked. Anything at South Park that didn't help.
You want? I mean, it's an honest answer to a question.
I told you ahead of time I was not familiar with anything. He really hung up.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, can we? I mean, at that point, I thought he was going to try to like witness to us or whatever.
I know.
Like, what do you guys know about this?
I can know a little.
But like, I mean, we can.
I guess he thought I was making fun when I said that, but I really wasn't. It was just, honest answer to the questions, all.
What South Park has just done the twist on all that stuff. But
well, they did the song or dum 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 dum. I mean,
oh, they had a whole Broadway musical.
Yeah, Book of Mormon. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They did a whole Broadway musical about it. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Thanks for nothing.
What?
Yeah, nine.
What? That's just, I mean, he asked a question. I gave him an answer. I don't want to know, and I wasn't. He thought I was making fun, and I wasn't. That's all.
You're the one that brought up General Naked.
General Butt Blanking Naked, yeah.
Oh. Well, she hung up, too.
I've seen the musical twice.
Jeez Louise, are you serious? I mean, yeah. Serious?
She's gone. You be holding the phone up and show you?
No, I mean, my God.
I'm just being testy. She said thanks for nothing. You hear that?
I'm kind of lost as to what just happened. I can understand why he was mad, but why'd she get mad?
I guess because we didn't help with her problem.
Amen. Okay. Good Lord of Mosey. First of all, I hate that he hung up because I wanted to ask him why he still calls it booze. I don't hear anybody call it booze anymore.
No.
Is that what they teach at his booze? Booze means what Jeff Lewis Neal gets when he goes to the ring. Booze.
Booze.
Not alcohol and wine and liquor and beer.
Yeah.
And no caffeine? How are you supposed to survive as a human
being?
I thought
they could have caffeine, though.
I'm
you can't sure have anything with ean on the end of it.
Pretty sure they can have caffeine.
Codeine? Caffeine?
Pretty sure they can have caffeine.
None of the good eans. Gangstaline? Not available in the Mormon church.
No.
You know what? She owes us a
it was weird.
Blanket explanation for just getting all hoity-toity. Like she said, oh, he's this and that, all goody-goody. And then she's like, oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing.
That's messed up. Why is she going to do us dirty? I'll call her back. I'll call the mom, too. You want me to?
I'll have their number.
I'll do an in-depth investigation.
Oh, man.
Till 10:30.
Kind of agree with that. That's kind of the worst thing you should say in a situation when dealing with one's faith. What? Good gracious.
Yeah, I don't.
Thank God she wasn't from China. She would have really been offended by the South Park talk.
I know. Time we got the Winnie the Pooh.
Yep. Paige, what do you make of all that?
I think sacrifices need to be made on both parts. I don't think there's going to, you know what I mean? Someone doesn't need to drink or someone needs to allow, they have to compromise.
Yeah, I mean, if they're spread out a little bit even, can you not drink for one day? Yeah. Let the dude come in? He kind of had a point to where that's how he lives now and they don't want to.
Yeah, he does to that end. I mean, if it's not something he wants to be around, then he don't have to be around it.
I mean, cannot be an alcoholic for one day of the year.
It doesn't mean that you're an alcoholic. It just means it's called libations. First of all, what if it was caffeine that he was really being all sticky icky about? Yeah, that's a bad word if it's a choice of word. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if he says, well, guess what? You can only have water and uncaffeinated, non-caff. What is it called? Uncaffeinated?
Decaf.
That's it. What if he said only decaf coffee? And that special Coca-Cola with no caffeine in it.
I'm trying to switch anyway, so that's cool.
Good Lord.
I mean, it depends on how bad you want to see the guy, I guess.
What if I start telling everybody, I'm diabetic. You better not have any sweets here. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, that's the thing. If you want to have a compromise, there's got to be a compromise on both sides. All sides.
So I don't think anybody wants to compromise in that one.
No, especially the parents. Let's get to that. The parents said, oh, we don't want to say him. And then the little sister, she's had it the best of all of them. She gets all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Leftover money. Yeah, because they think about that. The parents have become older. They've made more money. The youngest kid gets the fruits.
They get spoiled.
Yeah.
Top shelf liquor.
The eldest son or daughter, in this case, the son. He's left. Yeah, I mean, the compromise should be made, but nobody wants to compromise there. That's the root of all that evil. And guess what? She's so mad at herself and her own family, she gets mad at us.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure his religion, he doesn't like, graphic images. He doesn't want to be around that all the time, I'm sure.
Right.
Would you want to go to a family reunion where everybody's, naked and walking around?
You're talking about the thong on the head from earlier, panty claws?
No, panty claws.
No. I mean, there's got to be a little bit of compromise to that. So is the compromise don't drink at all or drink? I don't know. Who cares? If they can't even come to terms on it on public radio, what are they going to do in person?
What was your name
We always had paper ball fights at the end of Christmas. Everybody would open their presents to save their paper balls, and guess what? If I didn't get what I liked, I threw the balls a little harder. I did. My grandpa was so smart, he'd hold the boxes up and swing at them like he was hitting baseball bats. Like he was hitting baseballs with the paper balls. I would throw the balls at people who didn't get me the presents I wanted.
Yeah, you should.
I said I wanted Galoob action figures, not these stupid LJNs.
Galoob.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. GoBots. I wanted Transformers.
GoBots.
Jeez. Christ. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll get to your calls. Is there any hope for that? Is anybody dealing with anything like that? And is Fat Boy right? What did I just say?
Oh.
Is Fat Boy right?
Is Fat Boy right that for one day just don't drink and show a little, you know?
Restraint.
It's up to you if you want to drink or not.
All right. Well, we'll get to your calls next. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Another call like that, it's going to turn me to drinking more. Your calls, your texts, your tweets, all that and more right after this. Morning, everybody.
Listen to the Radio.com app. It's the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:52. I've learned a lot today. And you know what I've learned? I know nothing about Mormons. Other than what I thought I knew.
Very little.
Seemed to be very little.
Very little about very little of Mormons.
Yeah. But we got the phones wide open, 1-800-774-0093. Talking about Jill and John. Should have named him Jack.
Oh, that'd be good.
We have a Mormon who is here to answer our questions. It's P1 General Slow. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, sir. Okay, the caffeine question. You can't drink caffeine, or is that varying levels of your beliefs as a Mormon?
No, so that's not actually like a part of our faith. You don't, people drink caffeine. That's just a personal decision if someone wants to or not.
Okay, Christians or Baptists or whoever could apply that to their faith. It's some kind of intoxicant that makes you different.
Exactly. I mean, we have this. Well, we call it a law. It's something called the Word of Wisdom, basically, that, you know, we try to take care of our bodies. We try to take care of what we put into our bodies. And for some people, that's caffeine. And, you know, for other people, you know, it's different things.
Yeah. What is your big thing? Do you have any that you go further to than not? Or?
So I don't drink coffee and tea as most. You know, I don't smoke. I don't drink. Any sort of thing like that. Caffeine for me is okay, but, you know, for others, it's not.
Do you have 10 wives by chance?
What about the polygamy? No. Are you into that?
So we do not practice polygamy. That is not a part of our faith at all.
What about birth control? Or is that Catholics? I forget. Which one doesn't believe in rubbers? Isn't there one that doesn't believe in birth control?
I mean, I can't speak for them. I think it's Catholicism, but I mean, we believe in taking preventive measures if that's not what you're planning on doing.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, one thing we don't believe in abortion. That's one thing for us. So
yeah,
well, way to be different,
General Slow. Thank you, sir. And am I okay to wish you a Merry Christmas?
Absolutely. Oh, and about the South Park thing, I understand why he's offended, but, you know, a lot of times that doesn't offend a lot of us. But some people do, so, hey.
Well, I'm glad you were not offended by that.
It's
thank
an
you.
Opportunity to educate,
that's
as
right.
you did.
General Slow, thank you.
Man, learn a lot. I didn't even ask about the magic underwear.
Yeah.
That was also South Park references, so it probably wouldn't be. Appreciate
but there is Mormon underwear. I've looked that up to see, and it really is a thing. You can buy it if you want.
Really?
That's nice.
Mm. People are texting it's Catholics that don't believe in birth
control.
Yeah,
it is. I'm
not surprised.
That's why they all have a bunch of kids.
Let's talk to Anonymous, who had a Mormon in the family. Does that mean it's no longer in the family, he or she? Good morning, Anonymous.
Hello. No, so I have a sister-in-law that married. She actually lives out in Park City, Utah. So they're right next to the Mecca in Salt Lake City, and the guy that she married, his entire family is like crazy Mormon. Like each of the children have like 7 kids. And long story short, we went to Italy. They got married in Italy, and the family like knew that we were all going out there. We're going to be in Italy, so there was wine, beer, cheese, you know, the whole 9 yards. So yeah. They came, and I mean, it wasn't like, you know, they were saying like, you know, this is against our religion. We don't want to be around it. They wanted to be there for the family member that was getting married. So they made sacrifices to go out there. They paid to go to Italy, and everybody was drinking at the reception, and it didn't bother them. So I guess it's a matter of, like, you know, personal preference if you're Mormon or not. But yeah. It wasn't a big deal to them. They, you know, they don't drink caffeine. They don't touch the stuff, but they're around it.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can be around it and not. I do know some people that have been so thank you for your call. I know some people that have been so devout, my mother, that we would not, early on in my childhood, go to restaurants that served alcohol.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. And you know what the reason was?
No.
Truly. And she, look, she can do, it's your own faith, and it's how you see your faith and how you want to. My mother would sacrifice us going to certain restaurants because what if someone from the church saw us there and thought we might be drinking?
That probably still goes on now.
There was a great pizza restaurant in Greenville near a university in Greenville that is very devout. And they drove that place out of business because they did serve alcohol. They drove them out of business because they served alcohol.
People want alcohol.
They like it.
Yeah.
7 days a week.
Tend to like a lot of it when they're around other people.
Especially you people in Pickens.
Name the Heisman Trophy winner who was a Mormon.
Ty Detmer.
Ty Detmer is correct. Yeah. That's right.
Steve also, Young didn't win Heisman.
No.
Yeah. A lot of people remember Dick Felt from Name Their Balls. He's also a Mormon.
Yeah. A lot of famous Mormons.
Yeah. Played for the Titans.
Yeah.
All right. Andy Reid, I did not know. Kansas City Chiefs head coach is a Mormon.
What? Really?
Who knew that? I did not read that about Andy Reid.
Who else you got?
Deuce Staley? No, Luke Staley. Excuse me.
Luke
running
Staley
back
makes,
for the Lions.
General Fredette.
Yeah. You know who else, Matt?
Manti Te'o.
Marie Osmond and Donnie.
Steve Young. Yeah. I knew that one.
Boyd Detmer.
I don't know. I don't have that one on my list.
Yeah.
Merlin Olsen, though. All the Olsons were.
Ken Jennings from Jeopardy.
The magician.
That what?
Merlin Olsen.
No, Merlin Olsen from the NFL. You're thinking of Carbonaro.
Oh.
All right, we'll take a break. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we're going to find out why a famous actor says we shouldn't be so quick to judge people for their mistakes. And we'll get into that next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Sounds like someone who's made a bunch. Not you, Paige, the person you're talking about.
We all have.
All right, we'll talk about that. Find out who it is next in your Eyes Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Get your morning freak on with the Rise Guys. Weekday mornings on 93.3.
The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.